Today, more than 1.2 million Americans live with HIV. If you have access to the right medication, modern drugs can turn the once terminal disease into a manageable chronic disease. But what if you are HIV positive and you are in prison? It's a question we put to our reporters at San Quentin.
The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop.
As of 2010, there were 20,000 federal and state prisoners living with HIV. They are five times more likely to have the disease than people who are not incarcerated. As recently as 2013, some states still segregated prisoners based on HIV status.
You can live with the virus. I've lived with it for 24 years. It wasn't a death penalty without an appeal.
That's the voice of an inmate in San Quentin. He didn't want to use his name, so we'll call him Adam.
I am 52 years old. I was sentenced to 27 years to life, and I've been locked up 33 years.
From the San Quentin Prison Report, reporter Lewis A. Scott brings us the story of an inmate living with HIV. And a note to our listeners, San Quentin reporters are allowed only to record in certain places, so you might hear the building's clanking pipes in the background.
I contracted the virus on a family visit with my wife. She didn't know she had the virus.
It was after a conjugal visit with his wife in 1989 when he contracted the virus.
She passed away in 2004. So we, you know, struggled together until she actually passed. She died of emphysema, not HIV. But it was difficult because she felt guilty infecting me and not knowing. And it was just one of those things. Then having to tell our children that we had it, you know, it was a difficult period.
When I ask Adam how his wife contracted the virus, he says,
it didn't matter, just like it doesn't matter now. All I know is that she got it. She didn't intentionally give it to me. We had it, we have it, and that was it. It didn't matter about how she caught it.
Not only was Adam hit hard with the news that he was HIV positive, getting this news while serving a life sentence hit him even harder.
I felt like I had been served a death penalty without an appeal. I was in ADSEG when I was tested positive.
ADSEG is short for administrative segregation, which is also known as solitary confinement.
The officers came to get me with masks on, shields, and it was like 12 officers that came and got me. And it was one of the most humiliating things I've ever had in my life.
Back in the late 80s and early 90s, having HIV was enough to segregate an individual, where one is confined to a cell for 23 hours a day and given 1 hour of rec time outside of the cell.
Well, in the beginning, we were all segregated. Anybody with HIV was automatically segregated and placed in a housing unit. People still look at people that have the virus as leapers, you know. They don't want you living in a cell with them. They're worried about showering with you. They're worried about a lot of things, you know, and it's all based on ignorance and fear. You know, if I'm not shooting dope with anybody, I'm not having sex with anybody, they have a zero possibility of contracting the virus from me.
In terms of gaining support through support groups, Adam has been reluctant to go because of the stigma of having HIV in prison. Confidentiality is paramount. However, there's still a rumor mill that circulates throughout prisons among the inmate population.
The people that work in the clinic have identified who goes to see what doctors, and then they'll go out and tell people on the yard. So people are really afraid to go to the self-help groups, not necessarily self-help groups, but the support groups, because fear of being stigmatized or labeled of having HIV.
Living with HIV is difficult. And for those incarcerated, it adds an extra layer of challenges. He says that he overcomes the stigma of having HIV in prison by sharing his condition with medical personnel only and doing all that he can to live a healthy quality of life while mentoring other inmates that have tested positive for HIV. From San Quentin Prison Report, this is Lewis A. Scott.